You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Carrie Underwood. I don't know in this song why the dad's got to be the drunk and get blown away by the tornado. Doesn't seem right to me. Yeah. Daddy was a mean old mister. Mommy, what? Mama was an angel in the ground. She lets him get smoked by the tornado. Nice. Anyway, on a much lighter note, Courtney Wilson joins us. Court, how are you?
I like that introduction. I'm good. How are you?
It's not. Does it seem fair to you? Why does the dad have to get smoked by the tornado?
That's sexist and unequal.
Exactly my point. Exactly. Why can't the mom be the one? Like, daddy was a nice old mister. Mama had devil horns on her, whatever. But
you should probably let Carrie Underwood know that she needs to update her song.
You know what? She could probably do whatever. She's doing okay right now. I don't know that she needs any advice from me. I'm not. My daughters are huge. In fact, they just saw her in San Diego, and
nice.
They love Carrie Underwood, man. So anyway, but so first of all, Courtney Wilson joins us. She is the founder of something called Drop Zone. We're going to learn about that. And so give us in 60 seconds or less, what is Drop Zone? Then we're going to find out about you, and then we're coming back to Drop Zone. So what is Drop Zone?
So Drop Zone is an online search directory for veteran benefits that are offered by non-governmental agencies. So anything like a military discount or a fellowship or employment opportunity, veterans can go into Drop Zone and just search for what they're looking for, and it filters it based on their needs, interests, and their military background.
Now, can I...
So basically, think Amazon for veteran resources.
Amazon for... Now, why is that important?
Because as any veteran knows, there's all this stuff out there, but there's no actual centralized, streamlined way to access it. And so even though there's 46,000 veteran-centric nonprofits and 10,000 corporate initiatives and literally hundreds of millions of dollars in grants and scholarships and discounted goods and services, there's no actual way to find it. So like you said that you have daughters.
I do, two of them.
They can... So there's grants and scholarships out there for them as your daughter to go to college for free. Your spouse, there's grants for her. Like, as a veteran entrepreneur, there's grants for you. Anything that you're interested in, the American people want to help. But less than half of all veterans will ever use a resource. And so everyone's missing out. It's dumb. Be quite frank.
All right. Now... If one of the – it's kind of interesting. One of the laments that I hear from nonprofit organizations and people trying to give away – I shouldn't say give away. People trying to channel resources to veterans and dependents of veterans is the following. We don't feel like we're reaching them, and can you help us connect to them? And so there's a huge frustration on the part of people delivering services and resources that we're not able to get our hands around them, and so you are endeavoring to be a connecting file.
Yep, because right now, nonprofits, they're in it to help. Like, they don't have the marketing expertise or the business expertise. Like, if you want to look at it from a business perspective, like, reaching customers is hard. There's an entire area of marketing dedicated to it. Like,
right.
If they were, in order to reach veterans, they would have to spend a lot of money to go through the right channels and all that stuff. And that's just, it's a waste of their time and effort. So what I'm doing is bringing the veterans to them so that they can spend their time and energy and resources on actually helping the veterans and creating the impact that they want.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna press pause on that, and I'm going to now we're gonna learn about you, because we need to do that so we can judge you on whether you're trustworthy or not. Are you ready for this?
Oh. I'm ready.
You're about to be judged, so I hope you have your big girl pants on. First of all, born and raised where?
Boston.
Oh, shit.
I know. I heard you
talking about the Red Sox. Oh, no. Okay, let's try this again. Born and raised where? Say Topeka, Kansas.
Boston, Massachusetts.
No, don't say that. No. It immediately gives me like a reaction to it. So now we have to go down the hole. Are you a mass hole?
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
God.
I know.
You are so terrible. About to be ejected from the program. It's not even funny. So, all right. So, and let me just see. So it's the whole Red Sox, Bruins, all that crap.
It's more the Patriots.
Oh.
Like, I'll talk shit like a good Bostonian with all the teams, but
right.
Patriots are my true love. So.
Okay, so you're born. God, you could have said anything, but that, you know, and it's amazing how often that happens to me. It's like born and raised, like Boston. Like, oh shit, not again. It's like I have this curse, this black Bostonian cloud that has followed me through my life. I can't get away from it. In fact, this is how bad it is. When the Giants, I don't know if you watch baseball, but the Giants lost the other night in epic fashion. Mm-hmm. All right, it was it was reminiscent of when the Red Sox lost in 1986. Now, you might not be old enough to remember that, but
born in 86.
Oh, so you might be familiar with it. My dad managed the Red Sox. I was sitting in Shea Stadium that night. They were one mm-hmm. strike away from winning the World Series. And God,
is this when the ball went through?
Yes. Yes. Don't finish the statement. So, exactly. So God then decided to intervene in the course of human events. And so, it didn't turn out well. And then the city turned on him like about a year later.
He had to like move out.
Oh no. Well, that was Bill Buckner, but my dad, it was horrible. It was horrible because they're mean people in Boston. And so I used to tell young Marines that were from Boston, my fondest desire was for Connecticut to invade Massachusetts. The Marine Corps gets sent there to quell the disturbance, and I get made the military governor of Massachusetts. We bring in the asphalt, and we pave that son of a bitch, and we give it to Connecticut so they can park their boats there for the winter. And nobody's allowed within the state confines of Massachusetts. Yeah.
Well, so what do you do? Because my dad is also from Boston, and he's a Marine. So
he goes to a special little compound just across the border where only Marines are.
The green zone.
The green zone or the tan zone. Whatever part of the year it is, we'll adjust it, and the Marines can stay. All right? Because I care about them. But yeah, that was the level of hate I had. But I'm trying to get over it. Not easy, but I'm trying to get at it. You have got off on the wrong foot here, Courtney. So you have been warned. Now, you're growing up in Massachusetts. Where do you go to school?
Oh, you're gonna hate me.
Oh my God! I used to drive. My dad actually lived in Natick, and I think I used to drive by Natick from Fenway going to. Going back to his house, and then from his house to Fenway. All right. So now, how does this kind of endeavor get on your radar? What is it about veterans? What is it about the purpose-driven life? That how did you get here?
So I went to Wellesley. I commissioned as a Army engineer officer. And I served for 6.5 years.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. This is All Marine Radio. We don't do Army on this. So you tricked me about the Boston thing. Now you're going to slide in that you're an Army officer too?
You like that shit? Yeah. What's up now?
You're gonna find out what's up. Do you think the Marines in Massachusetts are gonna let this kind of aggression go unchecked? No, hell no. Okay, they're gonna find you, and bad shit's gonna happen to your car. You're gonna see these initials AMR, right? And then underneath that, which stands for Armoring Radio, right? DFW, don't fuck with us. Okay, so you're gonna get it. So anyway,
right. My dad talks shit to me all the time.
Why would you? So you're like, oh, is your dad a Marine?
Yeah.
And so you punk ass join the army? Why?
I don't know, like rebelling against my dad. No.
Okay. Look, so I'm gonna give you a chance to get correct. That? Just apologize to everybody for what you did, and then we'll go on with this.
That's not going to happen, my friend.
Nice. All right. So you joined the Army out of Wellesley. Wow, that's not a very wide career path.
No, there were two of us.
And you joined the Army. Now, how do you decide to become a combat engineer?
So you're also going to love this. I was actually an English major.
Oh, of course.
I figured that if I was going to do something for 4 years, I wanted to learn a skill set that I wouldn't otherwise learn. And, engineering is also, especially as a female at that time, it gave me the greatest, kind of like the biggest diversity of options. And so that's why I chose engineers.
Wow. Okay, so you go out and you become you go to Fort Leonard Wood and become an engineer. What kind of engineering do you do? First of all, when do you join the Army?
I commissioned in 2008.
Okay. All right. So so what kind of engineering do you do, and where does it take you?
So I got assigned to a construction engineering unit, which is what I did when we were in Afghanistan, and that's what I stayed with. I went to Staffer Leader course, but I stayed as a, like, my focus was construction engineering with all the units that I was in.
Okay. And did you get to Afghanistan? Did you get to Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
Either one?
Afghanistan, 2010 to 2011, Helmand Province.
Where were you stationed in Helmand Province? That's our province.
So we were a theater asset, so we were based in and around Kandahar, but, like, we were all over the place. So we actually might have built some places you stayed at.
Leatherneck, Dwyer?
Leatherneck. That place sucks.
What? I didn't know. I was done at Dwyer. So you were theater construction, building mm-hmm. stuff on and moving around. Wow. Give me a number one lesson learned from combat. Your time in Afghanistan.
Oh God. That is hard to sum up in one lesson.
No, not just some. Just one. Give me one lesson that made a huge, you know, I guess a huge impact on you as a leader in Afghanistan.
Have no shame in terms of, like, I learned that it didn't matter if I knew how to do something. All that mattered is being able to find people who could do it. So rather than try to be, like, 100% self-reliant, I was like, all right, what is the mission? Can you do this better than me? Okay, let's go. Rather than I saw a lot of people try to keep it contained. And for me, it was just like, all right, how do we get this done as quickly as possible, as good as possible, and keep our soldiers safe?
You know, the ability to act stupid in public is probably not thought of, you know, as something that you a good professional asset. But I my opinion, it's essential because, you know, I think once you figure out that you're either good or not good at something, and if you figure out that, you know what, I'm pretty good, I'm a good officer, then, you know, putting your hand up and say, hey, look, I'm not sure if I'm the only one in this room, but I don't understand what you're saying, and could you explain this to me again? You know, I want to say the 100% of the times I've said that after the meeting, somebody's, you know, at least one person, most of the time many people walk up and say, hey, Mac, I had no idea what that dude was saying either, man. Thank you. But, you know, but no, I mean, yeah. But not being afraid, because there's a lot at stake. So not being afraid to put your hand up and say, look, you know, I know I'm stupid, but I don't understand what we're doing this, or I don't know why we're doing this. But that's an awesome lesson. The so you came back and you got out. What year did you get out of the Army?
2014.
All right. So talk to me about the migration. You get out of the Army, but you're scarred with what you've seen in terms of the courage, the selflessness, and professionalism that you saw in Afghanistan, and then the struggle, you know, soldiers, Marines, sailors, airmen have when they come home, in terms of getting on with their life. And, you know, we talk a lot about the mental health pieces and transitioning here. You obviously affected by the same thing. Talk to us about that. And then how it takes you to drop them.
So when I get out, I actually traveled around the world for 6 months. Instead of, like, I just needed to take time to kind of figure out what I actually wanted. You know, for 6.5 years, I was part of an institution that, you know, dictated a lot of my choices. And so I just wanted to go out and decompress. And I was lucky enough to be, like, my friends and my family and fellow veterans would just, like, randomly send me certain things that they thought I'd be interested in. And I started seeing, like, again, kind of the no shame, like, I had a lot of concentration and memory issues, and I was like, fuck this, I don't want to have these. I know there's people out there who are willing to help me, like, I'm going to reach out and get that help. And it was incredibly beneficial to me. And then in terms of how Drop Zone came about, one of my old squad leaders, I was watching him transition, and he was having an incredibly hard time. And I was able to put him in touch with this resource that I had used. It was a 5-day outdoor healing retreat. It's headed up by the Lone Survivor Foundation. And it, like, completely changed his life and stopped him from going down a very dark path. And I was like, okay, well, if one resource can have this much of an effect, like, I know there's other stuff out there. What if he got in touch with 3 or 4? And then, okay, well, what if he got in touch with resources that it's not just healing and therapeutic? What if it's, you know, employment and family and fun and entertainment? And so that's where Drop Zone was born.
All right, so let me get this.
No way to actually do that.
So it starts with you just helping one of your soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, talk to me about. Let me tell you something that we don't teach in transition, but I'm fluent in, having done this now for 4.5 months. We don't teach that you've lived a purpose-driven life, that's how you got here, that's what you've done. So when you go out to be a civilian, if you don't find purpose, guess what? You're not going to be happy. And when you're not happy, especially with your combat experience and your brain isn't creatively, mentally involved in what you're doing, guess where your brain's headed? Back to the dark side of your brain. And I don't know why that is, but it just seems to be the case. We don't teach that in transition, that you need to find something you love and you're passionate about. So that sense of purpose that you used to have here, you're going to find there, which is going to make you happy. And if you're happy, then the other people in your life are going to be happy, which means you're not going to go down that road. But it's, you seem so, it was born of that journey, and now you're going to make it a business.
Mhm. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you go from, like, soldiers and Marines, like, you go from being willing to die for something and the people next to you to, like, oh, I'm working so I can make money so I can pay the bills. Like, Yeah. That's a huge.
What?
That's a huge transition.
It's bullshit too. I mean, how long do you think it is before most people look around and go, "This is so bullshit. I hate what I do." But you know, the hard part is, I think that you know, if you have a wife and kids and you have a considerable logistics tail, you don't have that much freedom anymore, and so you know that might be forced in. You know, to a certain extent, it might be forced on you if you don't plan well, and so. Interesting. All right, we have to take a break.
But this is your world. Like, you shape it, or someone else will shape it for you.
Boom, bitch. Yeah. Everybody hear that? Boom. Drop the mic on that. All right, Courtney. You know, I'm still unhappy about the Boston and the Army thing. Okay, but that's all right. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Drop Zone, where people can find it, how they plug into it. Because again, guys, you hear veterans talking about, God, I've heard about this, I've heard about that, and then you hear about the providers saying, we don't feel like we can reach them. Can you help? Drop Zone is going to be a place where hopefully that connection takes place. And my guest this morning is a former United States Army captain. Yes?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
No, 6 years, knows how he put all that together. Didn't even know. Who knew?
I'm glad you didn't demote me. Thank you.
Okay. Wow, I will. All right. Her name is Courtney Wilson. And we're going to take a quick break. Back with more of Almarine Radio on a Thursday, where we do transition stuff all day. So more of that coming up next on Almarine Radio. Don't go away.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of Almarine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good,
are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
As we recognize the service of America's men and women in uniform, let's also honor the families who sacrifice so much every day. Military families endure frequent deployments and separations. They carry on while their loved ones are sent into harm's way and wait patiently for their safe return. If you really want to honor a veteran, look for ways to support their families and thank them for their sacrifices. Go to legion.org/honorveterans to find out how you can help.
This is Montel Williams. As a U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran,
I know the sacrifice that our servicemen and women make for us every single day. If you're a veteran or a military member transitioning out of the service, help is available to you. The U.S. Department of Labor can help you get training, find a good job, or further your education. Contact the Veterans Employment and Training Service at 866-487-2365 or visit dol.gov/vets.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
We continue here on a Thursday doing transition stuff, and my guest, Courtney Wilson, former captain of the United States Army, and the founder of a organization called Drop Zone. So, Courtney, all kidding aside, thanks for doing this today, and appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
So talk to us about what Drop Zone is. We talked about all the providers and then the veterans and the seemingly inability to connect. How does Drop Zone? What is it and how does it work? And can we go look at it right now?
So Drop Zone is a online search directory of veteran benefits. And essentially, it's a place where veterans can go and connect with personalized, high-impact veteran benefits. Right now, we are opening up on Monday for people to start using it. Our hard launch is on November 11th, Veterans Day, obviously. So people starting Monday can use it at dropzoneforveterans.com.
Okay, so dropzone@veterans.com.
Dropzoneforveterans.com.
All right. And so if I go there right now, what am I going to find?
So you are going to find an invitation to sign up.
Okay.
And you can also like us on social media, and we will reach out and contact you because we're trying to get as much feedback as possible so people can use the service and then we're going to use everyone's feedback for the November 11th launch.
All right, I'm signing up right
now. And if anyone needs resources in the meantime, they can just email me, and I will give them a shit ton of resources.
Okay. All right. So I sign up, and now I go back to your website, and you're going to let me know when you're ready and all the rest of that stuff. So, in the future, when your website goes live, and I'm signed up in there, do I have a profile that says I'm this, and then stuff comes to me, relative to benefits and people that are looking for opportunities to connect to me? How exactly does it work? Is it something you're pushing? Is it something I'm pulling? And I've got an email question for you. Mac, are they on Facebook? Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
All right. Where are you on Facebook?
It should be facebook.com/dropzoneforveterans.
Drop Zone for Veterans. Okay. All right. So how is this stuff going to get pushed to me?
So it's both push and pull. So when you go to the site, it will be similar to Yelp. There's a directory, and you can type in what you're looking for, and it will give you benefits that way. Or if you opt in to our newsletter, we can push benefits personalized to whatever areas you're interested in. If you're a student veteran, if you're a veteran entrepreneur, if you're into outdoor fitness and, like, recreation, so it will be pushed, and it's open if you just want to go and look for yourself.
Okay. All right, so
and anyone can look at this. So, like, you don't need to be a veteran or prove your military status. So, like, a spouse or a military child or a friend or parent can also go and look for their veteran as well.
All right. So, wow. That's very cool. So, all the different benefits that I'm, you know, that I'm supposedly, you know, have, I'll simply create, again, walk me through this. I create my own profile, and then your site kind of scans, and then I can also go in and check, and what my profile reflects, those things will get pushed to me. Some things that maybe I might not even know about.
Mm-hmm. So you can log in using Facebook or Twitter or create an account, and then the user gets to opt in, because I know how veterans feel about spam, so they get to customize their experience. If you want resources pushed towards you, we will do that. If you don't, that's your choice.
Okay. All right. I just put in the drop zone for veterans. And All Marine Radio, talking to Courtney Wilson today. How about that? Boom.
What?
All right. So we like you on Facebook. I think it's a cool concept. Where did the concept was simply born from you helping one of your soldiers?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, do you have a background in either, web engineering or you're an English major and an engineer officer, so you have none of that?
Yeah. So I'm an English major with a concentration in creative writing, engineer officer. I have my master's in management and leadership, and I'm getting my MBA right now, but no web stuff whatsoever. However, my chief technology officer is a PhD candidate at MIT. So,
well, that's not bad.
He takes care of, yeah.
They roll like that. What about, where'd you get your graduate degree?
Webster's for the management and leadership, and I'm at Babson for the MBA.
Okay, what is Babson? Where is that? Is that in, I take it it's in Boston?
Mm-hmm. It's 5 minutes away from Wellesley. I'll give them a little shout out. It's the number one MBA program for entrepreneurship, 23 years running.
Wow.
Yeah. They're amazing. They have helped and supported Drop Zone from day one. Like, they're unbelievable. I'm a big fan. Any veterans interested in entrepreneurship should 100% check them out.
All right, I've got an email for you. Mac, what a cool idea. Can't believe you had an Army officer on this. This is like Army people. This is Army people.
Hey, I infiltrated.
She did. She didn't say shit about it either. This is Army people two of the last three weeks. What the hell is going on? The I am curious, though.
You better have perimeter security.
We don't. Obviously, it isn't what it should be. I'm curious. Is it a startup? And if she did, what has that experience been like? In particular, startup funding. I know I'm looking at starting my own business, and I'm finding that startup funding discussion is a rather interesting discussion. How did she do it, Courtney? How'd you do it? You have a business and a dream and to live. And again, the cool part, the people I know that are most happy post-combat are the people that are pursuing what they love. And you figured out a way to do that, or you're in the process of doing that. But integral to all of it is financing it. How did you do that?
We started a year ago. This was just an idea in a classroom.
Right.
And then I kind of saw that it could be a viable business. And so, on last Veterans Day, we ran a crowdfunding campaign and raised over $4,000. And so I've used that and just been bootstrapping.
What does bootstrapping mean?
Making shit happen with nothing.
I love that.
Any Marine or soldier can.
It sounds like All Marine Radio.
Yeah. But in terms of funding, like, right now I'm focused on getting the product out and just getting veteran feedback. But in terms of funding, like especially for veteran entrepreneurs, there's so many like incubators and accelerators and grants out there, like Bunker Lab, Patriot Boot Camp. For women veteran entrepreneurs, there's BWISE and there's another one that is flipping my mind. But there's so much funding out there. Also, Hivers and Strivers is a veteran-run VC company.
Another, I got a text message here. Mac, will entrepreneurship be part of what she puts on the website? Will if we're interested in entrepreneurships, will we learn about it through the website? Because I'm interested in starting my own business after listening to you badmouth doing work that doesn't make you happy. I'm ready to unass this shit that I'm I'm doing and do something else. However, my wife is browbeating me like the browbeater she is. She's very concerned that we're able to pay the bills. I, not so much. Hell, I've slept on the ground enough in my life. I think it would be good for her, but she doesn't seem to want to do that. So I am steering the middle course because I'm fond of her. Will there be, how about that? Will there be entrepreneurs?
I am fond of her. I hope when I get married, my husband says, I am fond of her.
Exactly. So will entrepreneurship be a piece of what they can find on your website?
Absolutely. Yes. That's initially going to be one of the main focuses because that's what I know.
Right.
So there's going to be all the accelerators, all the list of funding and grants and scholarships that's out there. When we launch on November 11th, we're doing a bunch of partnerships with startup companies that want to support the military community. And so there's going to be a bunch of discounted services and products available through that too.
Awesome. Awesome. So when you look at yourself, Courtney, do you see yourself, obviously now you do, as an entrepreneur? And obviously since that's the case, do you give advice to other entrepreneurs, people looking to head down that road? If so, what advice is it?
Be authentic. Like, after spending a year in Afghanistan, like, life is too short to do stuff that you don't believe in. Like, it's just not worth it. Do what makes you happy and live the life that you actually want. That's my advice.
You know what? It's really amazing how so many different people come to the same conclusion without ever speaking to each other. Because as I sit here and interview people, you know, and you say, well, how did you get there? Well, I was doing this and I hated it and I was so unhappy and my life changed as soon as I began to do something that made me happy. And it's like a blind, you know, and it's a blinding flash to the obvious, but I don't know if you guys talk about that in the Army, about when you get out, hey, look, you've lived a purpose-driven life. You got to go find purpose. You got something you love, something you're passionate. If you do that, you're going to be, I never got that, or I didn't pay attention to it.
Well, I think it's especially hard because, like, the military is a bureaucratic system. Like, it has to be. Just by nature of you're trying to manage so many different things. And so they have standards and SOPs. And once you get into the civilian world, like, and all that works for the military. But once you're in the civilian world, like, that approach doesn't work anymore. And so they're trying to, you know, when you're going through the transition program, they're trying this one size fits all. It's like, okay, get a job, do this, and, like, It's not the case. In the Army or in the military, like, yeah, we're all soldiers, but once we're in the civilian world, like, everybody wants different things and is interested in different things. Like, what's the other guys? Like, I'm a peacock, let me fly. That's what people should, like, you peacock, fly.
All right, look, you're on all, this is not all Army radio, okay? We don't go peacock, Right, I don't know how much you know about
that
it.
That is a phenomenal movie. Okay,
we do not roll like that.
Mark Wahlberg is also a masshole. So.
Oh, I know, and yeah. he loves to be a Marine in movies too. Actually, a very cool guy. He I don't know if you were in Afghanistan, but he came to Afghanistan and hung out for a little bit. And so I'm a fan of his simply because, you know, he hung out with the Marines, had dinner with them, and, you know, low maintenance guy, and just wanted to come by and say that, hey man, I give a shit. And I want to say he showed his movie. They had a big showing of his movie. I can't remember because I couldn't go. But a cool guy in spite of the origin of his birth. Let's talk about the website again. So this thing's going live on November 11th, and what you need people to do now is go to the website and sign up.
Yep, sign up. Follow us on Twitter at Drop Zone for Vets and like us on Facebook, Drop Zone for Veterans.
Okay, hold on. Let me, because I put Drop Zone for Veterans, and I got a bunch of stuff. I didn't see your actual page. So walk me through this. Drop Zone.
For F-O-R and then veterans.com.
Drop Zone. Did you just spell four for me? Veterans.com?
You never know if it's the number, you know?
Right. Drop Zone for veterans.com. There it is. All right. And so then it takes me to all these different, why does it give me your page? It gives me all these different things written about you. And I just want your page.
www.dropzoneforveterans.com.
That takes me to your website, right? Can I get to your Facebook page from there? Do you have a link on it?
You should be able to.
Well, we're going to find out. Link, click.
Well, if we don't, I'll be calling up my MIT CTO. Being like, hey,
it took me,
what's going on?
The link on your, the link at the bottom of your website takes me back to your webpage. So, I don't know, for some reason, I'm not getting, I want to go to your Facebook page, I'm not getting it, but I won't do that anymore here.
As soon as we get off the phone, I'll look into that.
Right. Okay. All right. So, what else haven't I been smart enough to ask you that you want to make sure people know, Courtney?
I want them to realize, like, the impact that one of these resources can have. And a lot of the veterans that I've talked to, they're like, oh, well, I don't want to use resources because I don't want to take away from other veterans. Like, other people need it more than me. But the thing is, like, people aren't using these resources. And if we don't use them, like, that it just goes to waste. So, like, the best thing that veterans can do to help the military community is utilize these resources and tell your battle buddy about them. Like, 70% of veterans find out about resources through word of mouth. Like, we trust each other. We know each other. If you see something that can help a buddy, send it to them. Worst case, they don't use it, but at least you reached out and, like, you let them know about it.
Yeah, no, use it and then spread the word. I mean, come
on.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. Oh, I want somebody else to use it. You know, well, let me tell you, if you don't need it, that's one thing, I guess. But there's not too many people that couldn't use help with putting kids through college or some of the other great benefits that are out there. And there's people that want to help. And so.
Well, and the thing is, like, so my old squad leader, I connected him with a CrossFit gym who does free gym memberships for veterans.
Right.
And, like, the difference it's made in my squad leader's life is huge. He's so happy that he gets to work out. But for the gym owner, like, he loves it. The fact that he's like, I didn't serve, but, like, this is a way that I can give back.
Right. No, that's huge. I'll tell you what, I had a guy named John Dowd who's actually the attorney that did Major League Baseball's investigation into Pete Rose. Dirty. And Dowd is a former Marine. Actually, his brother was killed in Vietnam. And a great guy. And got out, a very prominent attorney in Washington, D.C. And, you know, he's come on and he's taught, and he's done a lot of work, pro bono work, for families, for widows, whose husbands didn't, you know, got out and didn't, you know, didn't do their life insurance because they had traumatic brain injuries. They were losing their mind, actually, depressed. And he's fought the VA that says, hey, these guys were wounded in the head. And look, he would have done it. He's a responsible guy. The reason he didn't do it is because of his injury. And this, these families should not be punished because of that. And he's won those kind of cases. Well, part of what he comes on and preaches about is there are law schools and law firms all over the country that will do pro bono work. And it's exactly what you said. These people never served, and they see this as part of their service and giving back, and they love doing it. He says it's become some of the most popular work done at firms because they get such a great feeling of helping, and you're talking about the same thing, so that's awesome.
And we have, so like Harvard and BU and BC, like they have organizations here in Boston that do that, and stuff like that is part of Drop Zone too. Like legal services, dental, everybody wants to help, and it, like they love doing it.
He's
supporting the troops.
He's a Massachusetts guy too. He doesn't really claim it because he's never bought into the fact that because you breathe the air in Massachusetts that you're smarter than other people. So, and he finds it moderately amusing, as a matter of fact. But I should probably get you his stuff because, and it should, you should find a way to get it on your website because law schools and law firms all over the country. In fact, I will send you his, not only his contact information, but I will send you the latest that he sent me so that you can, I don't know how you makes, puts up on your website, but I will, you know, that you can do whatever you want to do with it. But it's, it's huge. And, you know, I've had people email me, will they really do this stuff free? That's right.
Yes.
That's what pro bono means. That they're looking, they're looking for you. No shit. Right. That's the reaction. No shit.
I got offered like 13-week full stack development boot camp completely for free. It's normally like I want to say $15,000. Like it's insane. Like there's mentorship groups. People, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies will, if you're a veteran, like, hey, you want to talk? You need career advice for an hour? Like, yeah, let's do a Skype call. There's all this stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, let's go over your the basic information. Give everybody the website one more time, Courtney.
www.dropzoneforveterans.com.
Okay.
And you can follow us on Twitter at dropzoneforvets. And I'll hold off on the Facebook because I want to double-check that link if that's not working.
If you send it to me, then I will make sure everybody hears it. But first of all, Courtney, I want to wish you all the best of luck and thank you for coming on today. The daughter of a Marine, which is why she's on the program today. She's also a former captain, United States Army, and engineer officer, served in Afghanistan. And Courtney, it won't be the last time you and I talk or our paths cross. So thank you very much for doing this today. This will be on iTunes and Google Play Music and here in a couple hours. So don't be afraid to use it in your marketing stuff. And thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, not a problem. Wish you all the best. We're doing the same thing. So anytime we can do anything to help. I know you probably won't hesitate to shoot me an email or pick up the phone and call, but we're in it with you and want to wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Courtney. See you later. Courtney Wilson, the founder of Drop Zone. How about that? Yeah, did you even tell me she was an Army officer? What kind of bullshit is that? That's awesome, though. No, and again, you would not believe how often that I hear that. Yeah, you know, we're trying to connect, but we don't think we're connecting to people, and we want to help, but how do we reach them? Whether it's people with traumatic brain injury, people with depression, you know, how do we do this? Anyway, take a quick break. We will continue on a Thursday, Transition Thursday, All Marine Radio. And we are, it's time for us to talk to the gunner. That's right. Mike Musselman joins us next on a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.